All right, with Alex Newhook just down at the office today here in Victoria, signing a couple autographs. The end of the season has finally come. You had an incredible experience over in Europe. And then today we find out now you're the CHGHL Forward of the Year, and last year the Rookie of the Year. So you're getting on the charts again. It's been a great season, and overall, two good years in Victoria.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been great. I've had no complaints here. You know, ever since I've been here, it's been an incredible ride and an incredible 2 years with, you know, two great teams, and you know, can't say enough about the team, the organization, and my time here in Victoria.
Well, you got to the World Junior A Challenge this year as well, and then you represent Canada again. Talk about the feeling you got when you found out you were picked up, and then you got up on the first line at times, and a lot of experience, tough reffing at times, but a great experience over the overseas.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a pretty special feeling to be able to wear the Canadian flag, and you know, being fortunate enough to wear it twice this year was pretty cool, and you know, being able to play for the U18 team on the top stage in the world at the World Championships was a great experience, and you know, for me going in, it was you know, it was some things to prove for sure, and you know, being able to prove that, you know, I can play with those guys and be a top guy amongst those players. So I think I did that, and it was a great tournament. You know, unfortunately we didn't end up medaling, but a great experience playing with a lot of great players, and I'm really fortunate for it, for sure.
Well, it was nice to see on TSN. They interviewed you a couple times that I saw, and a lot of coverage there. Talk about some of the players on that team that really stepped up in that run there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we had a lot of great players all the way down the lineup. It's hard to really pick out a few, but I mean, I was playing with Cousins and Krebs for most of the tournament, and you know, it was pretty fun playing with those guys. They're pretty skilled guys, you know, really smart, and you know, I think when we got going, we were a pretty dominant line in that tournament. So that was a lot of fun. My buddy Jameson Reese had an unreal tournament too. You know, kind of came from being an injured guy throughout the year, and really proved himself to, you know, be a great player at that tournament. So it was good to see, and we had a lot of great performances from a lot of guys.
With Alex Newhook in Victoria, beautiful sunny day. Enjoying the weather today, Alex, a day off at school. Talk about the things you're doing routine-wise. I'm sure you're doing some off-season workouts.
Yeah, I just started actually on Monday. It's, you know, it's been a long season. I had to take, you know, 5 or 6 days off and let the body kind of settle down a little bit. But yeah, gotten right back at it now, trying to prep for the combine coming up. But just working out in the mornings. I get up and work out at 7 and usually skate right after that, and then school throughout the days, and then in the night, kind of, you know, take some time to myself.
Something that no one's really asked you, probably, when you get to Boston University, what are you focusing on? What are some of the topics you'll be focusing on there?
Yeah, I'm going to take business. I'm not exactly sure what you know, what field yet, but something in the business world. Going to go into the business school there, so it should be a bit of fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
Last question for NHL draft coming up. A lot of teams looking at you. We had a lot of scouts out there, not just for you, but several of our guys, and the Grizzlies had four guys on the radar most of the year, including yourself. Talk about some of the teams you really feel there might be an edge-wise, or do you not want to go there?
it's hard to say at this point. I mean, it's you know, anything can happen on draft day, so it's hard, and you know, maybe you get a bit more of an idea after the combine, but for now it's tough to say, and honestly would be so happy to, you know, go to any team. It's pretty surreal that it's happening, but you know, to have four of us on the radar all year, it's been a really fun year, and really happy for the guys that, you know, on the team, that they'll have that opportunity, and you know, hopefully they get picked by a team. You know, any team would be lucky to have any of those guys, and I know that firsthand, so it's exciting. And with the draft coming up, kind of everything's kind of out of my control now, but just kind of waiting and taking it all in and enjoy the ride.
Well, we had a great experience with you here for 2 years. The fans were electrified. You played your hardest, and you gave everything you could as a captain. And we thank you on behalf of the entire organization. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you very much.
Right. Thanks.